Dear Sylvia Plath, hi, I am 14 and I know you're dead, but it's 1 a.m. and my dad is swearing and falling around in the pool like a drunken pork sausage. What a fucking asshole. I was standing in the kitchen 2 seconds ago with a butcher knife ready to go kill him before he shoots us to death, but I chickened out. I know your dad was a problem too, so I could totally relate to your poems about how he's a Nazi who kept you living in his boot. Even though I basically hated poetry until this minute. So I'm just writing this fake letter because now he's getting out of the pool like a monster and saying, fuck, Jesus Christ, Sylvia, if you could hear him, it's like he's not even human. Now he just massively fell back in. Achtung, you Nazi motherfucker, just drown and get it over with so I can relax. Listen, Sylvia, I can't believe you stuck your head in that oven, you crazy nut. I'm completely terrified to die, even though vastly depressed. There's so little time in this life to do what you want. More on that later. I had to look out the window because it got all quiet, but he's just slumped over in the grass like an ape. It's sad, but fuck him. Anyway, Sylvia, I've been tortured about dying for years. Ever since reading Little Women made me realize we're all doomed and ruined my life. But one day, I opened your book, The Bell Jar, and literally died of shock. For the first time, I saw someone in a book portraying emotions that were exactly mine. I never even knew it was okay to write about them. I never would have figured it out by myself. Like when you said how the tulips were breathing, I realized I always saw them breathing too, but I was in denial. Oh my God, I fucking hate feeling bad for him after he just scared the shit out of me all night. I try not to, but I can't handle him being all lonely in the grass like that. He seems so ashamed and confused, like he doesn't know what's happening and no one can help. I don't want him to slip and die for real. Just knock himself out a little so I can sleep. Even though then I'll dream he's chasing us with the gun. I always want to tell him, don't worry, it's not your fault. Everyone loves you. We'll figure out how to make it stop, but I can't. Being insane and not human when he's like this, you can't get him to make sense. Plus, no way am I going out there alone. He's like a bear who never learned English and seems sweet and nice when you pet him, but all of a sudden you feel a fang in your brain and a massive cracking sound blasts your eyes out as slowly you realize your head is being crushed to death in his rampaging jaws. Sylvia, there's so much to express, but it's school night. I will tell you more later, if I am alive tomorrow. How perfect would it be if my dad killed me tonight and they found this letter under my body all smeared with blood? Dear Sylvia Plath, like you, I've been sensitive and depressed all my life. Ever since Beth went out with the tide in Little Women, my mind has been a dark chamber full of death. But did or does anyone hear my choking sobs of entrapment? Answer, no. My debate teacher, Mr. Walker, Greg, is this amazing person, age 24. His hands express gently, and he really likes your poems. The only other guy I know who does is my friend Russ Marcus. He smokes pot in his car. We hang out in the parking lot every day during social studies, and even though he's totally nice to me, he's still popular. Well, there's this depressed older girl, Marla, in the other debate class. Greg's always saying in his caring way how sensitive and brilliant she is because she's depressed and writes poems for the literary magazine. I've only read one poem by her about a spider. I didn't really get it. And even though she's in debate, I hardly know her because she's too sensitive to compete. Greg says she's too shy and can't handle very much except reading Emily Dickinson. This is so frustrating because I'm unbelievably shy too on the inside, but he doesn't understand. We talk about your poems, but I don't know what to say that's intelligent. I've been trying to show my depression more so he will see I'm smart. But basically, all I do is joke around with him like one of the guys. He's hilarious. Plus, I get a little hyper from boys shooting me with spitballs during rebuttal. I wish I looked more tiny and delicate. Why am I always laughing, even though worried about being murdered? By my dad, mostly, but basically by anyone. Well, I have been giving a lot of thought to this one poem where you go, love, love, my season. A man such as Greg has not run across my path before. And now that I am in my season of love, you have helped me a lot. When the season first started, I was overwhelmed by torture. Yet, Sylvia, you made me see how suffering is beautiful instead of getting down on myself. Fuck Emily Dickinson. Even though I've never read her, I'm at least as depressed as Marla. Also, not to be mean, I know how the spider is a metaphoric bug of sadness, etc., but it still seems like poetry is mostly for assholes, no offense. But I'm trying to get past that. I think Greg will see the pain behind my laughing facade if I can write like you, but not look like you. I'm sorry. You can't help it. You were in the 50s with those hairstyles. I picture you like Jacqueline Bisset, except with glasses. Does that sound shallow? I guess that sounds shallow. Don't worry. I don't need to be attracted to you to like your writing, but it would help. Not that I'm a lesbian. I just need these visual aids to get into it or something. What am I talking about? I'm grossing myself out. I don't think anything about anything. You're dead, and this fake piece of shit is over.